So he was walking down this river Dunag, and he sees the two mules on either side, and Horman Balis is jumping from one to the other. Vishur Mahai Lahai Mahai Lahai. Vinaka Chemizki the Khamar Biyada, and he was holding two cups of wine, Umarik Mahai Lahai Mahai Lahai, and he was pouring from one to the other. But the Natsun the Tifus Tala Ara, nothing fell to the ground. So what's going on? We were Mazbir yesterday that the Gra says, Kol Yetzer Hara v'chol Shluchav Midoisim Nikrum Sarisim. The Yetzer Hara and its powers are called Saris. They can't be moiled. They can't be moiled. And that's why they're related to a mule who can't be moiled. Means there's no future related to the Yetzer Hara. Now, Horman, we said, is in this incident with the when he's running on top, is related to two midas. He's related to the midah of Taiva and the midah of Kovid. And the those are the two in the writings of the Gra, the midas, the Yitzhara of Taiva and the Yitzhara of Kovid are the two primary sources of evil. One is more like the emotional side, one is more the sikhliest side. One is a little more refined, one is less refined, Taiva and Kovid. And essentially what's going on over here is that this Horman is motivating the person to be involved in their learning, to be involved in their Kovid-seeking mitzvahs, first for Kovid. And then he goes back and says, well, you're getting enough there. Let's go back to Taiva now. And then he gets you to the Taiva, back and forth between Taiva and Kovid. And this is the method of the Yetzer Hara in general. So the Yetzer Hara, when a person gets involved in that, is going to, you know, make a person feel, keep on running after Taiva, after Taiva, after Taiva, until eventually they get sick of it, and then they're going to want Kovid. So they go back and forth between Taiva and Kovid. Now, the Remez, when he says, unbelievable. Means he's so busy with Taiva and Kovid, switching back and forth, that there is nothing he's ever done. There's nothing he's ever done that's not for Taiva or for Kovid. And he never ever paid attention to his lave. And that's what it means. He didn't spill even a drop to the ground. Nothing. Every single ounce of his koiches, of his actions, of his deeds, went from one cup to the other. It was either Taiva or Kovid, nothing else in between. And when he's doing that, he's just landing on a mule, going to something which is endless, which is not giving him any Paris or any future. Now, the Goyim brings a pasuk that kedunag mipnei ha'esh. Kedunag mipnei ha'esh. So this thing is jumping over the river Dunag. The river of Dunag, he says, is a remez to wax. Wax melts in front of fire. Again, symbolizing that whatever binyan he's building on himself is going to melt eventually. It's not going to last. Now, the Goyniers Mashma, one more knetch. He said, this guy, remember what we're talking about. We're talking about a guy that's doing mitzvahs, not l'shem shemayim. So if he's doing mitzvahs, not l'shem shemayim, then he said he's a little different than the Yetzer Haras that we were talking about till now. The people were in the yam. Remember, we were talking about water in the last two stories. But the water, he says, kinachti liyama, he was going in the boat. The guys in the boat are the guys that are mamish in the olam hazeh. The mamish there. So they're in the boat, and that's their challenge of being carried by the boat one way or the other. This guy is jumping over the water. He thinks he's great because he's not in the water. You know, I'm not a low life like everyone else. It's just in a boat. Where is he? No, I'm over the boat. Yeah, you're over the boat, but you're over the boat, jumping between Taiva and Kovid. So being over the boat, being over the water, when you're jumping between Taiva and Kavod is no better than the guy that's in the boat. That's what the Gra says. He says, "V'im dem al yam ha'olam hazeh k'moy gesher v'lo doim l'sfina." He's not like a boat. K'ha'olach piskei olam hazeh nidma l'sfina. Mashen ken hazeh shi'oshem beveis v'oseh patera. This guy, but his learning and his mitzvahs are not getting him anywhere. They're just a mule that's gonna lead him to. No fruit, and no toilets, essentially. So, that's what Rabba saw, okay? Now, there's a few lines here in the Gra inside that I don't know what he's talking about, so I'm gonna skip this, but there's some reference here. He keeps making, you know, I'm just going to say it. He does keep making a reference here to Benois Light. I'm not sure exactly what the Kayach of Benois Light. It seems like he's learning that one of the Benois Light symbolizes Taiva, the other one symbolizes Kavod, and really they were not supposed to be Moilid. And really they were not supposed to be Moilid, and the only way they could be Moilid is by doing some sort of Maisa, which is against nature. So he seems to be referencing such a thing, but I couldn't pull out exactly what he's saying. Okay, so now, what happens to all this? Okay, but at the end of the day, this guy's getting a lot of attention. He's juggling wine over the river, not spilling a drop out. So this guy has gotten the Taiva and Kavod, you know, act pretty down pat. So, you know, so what's going on? So Zok there. So what happens? He says, "Ahu yoyma yalu shamayim yerdu tahaymais." That day was the day that the things which go up to shamayim come down to tahaym. Zok to Gwen, that's what we're talking about. It's the yoyma yadua shanefesh veruach yalu l'shamayim, the nefesh veruach go down to the land. Meaning to say, everything you did good in the world is going to go up. Everything that came from the nefesh and the ruach, from the neshama, everything that came from the elevated part of the person, which is how this whole thing started, is going to go up. Everything that came from the bottom half of the person is going to stay down. And that's what means yalo shemayim yerdu tahaymais. So a person that does mitzvahs and averes, so his mitzvahs will go up, his averes will go down. A person that even got his guf part to be ruachni, then that will also go up. But a person who even his ruchni was gufni, so everything's going to come down. So yalu shamayim yerdu b'kois. So now everything which goes up is coming down. And this guy is coming down now. Because everything that this guy did was for kavod, was coming from the bad side. Everything this guy did was coming from the sad hara. And memela adushomu b'malka pirish adushomu maisam aroyim b'machusa derakia. And eventually all of his maisim reached the rakia b'katlu. Okay, v'katlu mipnei shekol ayom emidas adin mikat greges ve'in shomim lo ana uyoyma shalchein nikra kodesh baruch hu noisei avim. So eventually, though, Hashem let it all happen, but eventually it's all going to come crashing down. It's all going to come crashing down, and he's not going to have anything left. V'cholin in maim razehu al midas hatayva v'akavid she'olav nemer yalu shemayim. You're going to go up, but yer du tavim is going to come down. She'oisik patari v'mitzvus l'kavid she'chabdu oisa v'yalu l'shemayim. So, if we go back, remember how this whole thing started. The Goyin is basing the storyline here on the Pasuk and Tillim in Kapitel Kuf Zayin, right? So the next phrase after the first two stories is this one. That's Gevaldik. Zok the Goyin, pull it up here. Okay. So, yeah. So it says the girl like this. That was the first thing. The ruach, the sa'ara, the mix-up, the confusion. That was the first story. But Teroimim Galov was the gaiva. Right? The gaiva. Yalu Shemayim. Then they're going to go to Shemayim. Yerdu Tehoimais. That's not what the Gemara says. Unbelievable. So he says, first comes gaiva, then comes kavod and taiva. So it's a never-ending cycle. If a person doesn't chop it before and clean up his act first. So that's this hemshech of the psukim. Okay? So let's stop here and wish everyone a good Shabbos. Shkoyach. See you next week, Bezos Hashem.
Shabbat shalom.
Shabbat shalom.